Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
In the battle for acres, which crop is likely to come out on top this spring, Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
Oh, yes. We are knee-deep in winter right now. Yep, here comes the snow plow. Can you hear it? It's coming down my street again. But as impossible as it seems right now, yes, there will be another spring. I hope it's not as bad as what you're hearing now. But at any rate, there will be spring, and almost everybody in agriculture right now is preparing for it. There's a lot of speculation going on, trying to predict how much of what crops farmers are going to try to plant this spring. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's chief economist, Seth Meyer, says it's really a tough call to make at the moment, especially with fertilizer prices being so high. However, even with high input costs,
the market continues to signal,
I want corn.
It wants those corn acres. At least it's signaling that right now. Got a long way to go until farmers are putting those seeds in the ground and the market can change its mind between now and then. But an expectation that while prices might soften with a good crop next year, prices still in the positive range when it comes to return, with some concerns about fertilizer costs.
So the market has been favoring corn over soybeans.
You can look at the market, look at the futures prices for corn and beans at harvest next year, and showing a relatively strong price for corn compared to beans relative to history, because it needs to be, because you need to offset those fertilizer costs. I think producers may be more judicious in their use of fertilizer, and I'll pull back a little bit, but I'm still going to plant the corn because the market is telling me to.
But actually, Meyer says there could be increases this season for not just corn, but beans and wheat, possibly sending combined plantings up to their highest level since 2014. But of course, all of that assuming
a normal prevent plant year weather, which is conducive to planting, and a continuation of what we'd observed in corn strength relative to soybeans and winter wheat plantings that went according to schedules.
And now, just before winter, last fall, Seth Meyer was talking about maybe 92 million acres of corn this spring, 87.5 of soybeans, 49 million of wheat. But he will have an updated projection on acreage on February 24th, that's about a month away, at USDA's annual Outlook Forum. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.